This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, DGS 307. So this is why you should tune in to the stream. If you're watching right now, you just saw me rubbing my eye, and I don't know how I did this, but I somehow opened my eye, kept rubbing, and rubbed across my eyeball.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what?
Yeah, you got the red eye going.
Yeah, you got a little devil eye action.
You guys want to know what I've been doing lately? With my contacts.
Very much.
Okay, sometimes I will fall asleep in my contacts and then I'll wake up and it's like midnight. I'm like, oh, I got to go take these out. But they're like dried out at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go to get them off your eyeball and it's really hard to do that without like pinching a little bit of your eye. A little bit of your eye along with it. And there are times where I'm like, what am I doing here? Like I'm about to like scratch my eyes out just trying to get these off. It's horrible. So I've been trying my hardest not to fall asleep in them anymore.
I wouldn't have to do that more than once.
And there are people who leave their contacts in for like days, weeks at a time. And I'm going, how do you get them out?
So this is a real thing. You know, I love the show The Pit.
Uh-huh.
And it's set in an emergency room. And according to doctors and nurses, it's the most realistic vibe and the most realistic special effects. And in one of the most recent, a guy comes in and an air conditioner fell on his finger and amputated it like the first knuckle and the bone was sticking out.
Eey.
And they were like putting shots in it and clipping the bone. And I was literally yelling out loud, "You're changing my life." That's what came out. It's almost like I talked about when you're on the Rocco Plains and you're scared to death and you're going to throw up, but you're laughing. Things just come out of you. And that's what came out of me. I yelled at the screen, "You're changing my life."
Dave's like, "I'm different after seeing the finger scene."
And I could pause it. I could cover my eyes. But no, I'm just like watching them clip this bone, which I know is not real.
Right.
I have a really hard time watching, you know, it's obviously all fictional. It's all fake. It's TV. But watching people get stabbed or like sliced with a knife. That is really, really tough. I can watch someone get shot all day. It doesn't bother
right.
me.
100%.
But the blade, I'm like, oh, no.
Did you guys see 1917?
Yeah.
The part where the German pilot crashes and stabs the kid.
Yeah.
And you see him go white.
Yep.
Oof.
Yeah.
Corey says, "I cut my fingertip off and the pit is exactly what they did."
Oh, Corey.
Oof. Ouch.
Corey, you're changing my life. I mean, here's one good thing about it. Graduating from law school gave me the hubris to think I could have probably gone to med school. I doubt that. I, that's not the kind of smart I am. But I know that not everyone who becomes a doctor or a nurse is fine with blood and guts. I know that there has to be some training you out of that. But not at the level when you're screaming, you're changing my life.
On a TV show.
On a TV show.
Irredeemable at that point. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I think they would have tapped me on the shoulder like in week two and gone, I think you're.
Yeah.
Should go to law school.
Yeah, you should do something else.
Man, this is kind of funny. When I was in law school at WashU, we had to practice taking depositions. And the med students at WashU had to practice being deposed.
Oh.
And he would go at it. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. They're not a doctor. We're both just playing one. But we would scream ball at each other. It was really interesting.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was something else. Did you ever think about law school?
No. No. My dad tried to make me do it. He kept talking, trying to, you know, you love to argue. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's more than
that.
You
love to argue.
I don't want to do all of the learning stuff about it. It just never seemed exciting enough.
See,
to me.
I loved the learning side of it.
Yeah.
I hated the arguing
side.
Oh,
man. We would have made a good team.
Yeah.
And I don't mind like research. I do stupid research. Yeah. I spent 3 hours researching spring training stats last night.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind that, but I want it to be, I need it to be like self-motivated, not you've got to do that. The problem was though, like I knew really young the things I wanted to do, you know, and you were not going to talk me out of it when I was 18. You just weren't. You weren't going to be like, you should go to law school. And I'd be like, sure, I'll do that. I'm like, no, I know what I want to do. I want to play baseball, coach baseball, or I want to talk about sports.
And see, I've always been a gum wrapper on the breeze.
Yeah.
Just blowing whichever direction.
Yeah. I had a pretty good idea what I wanted. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you never know that you're going to get to these things.
You know what, though? This is, a lot of people can relate to this. And I don't blame my parents because they weren't wrong. But I was like you. I knew at an early age that I wanted to be funny. For a living.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. You know, there were television shows about comedy writers that just looked so great to me. And I mentioned it to my mom and dad once, and you would have thought I said I wanted to be a hooker. I mean, that probably would have been preferable.
Well, at least it's a sure living.
Yeah. They're just like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No one actually makes their living at that. And if you just want to be poor your whole life. And so them being old, me being young, I'm like, okay, well, there goes that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of gave up on it.
It is so fascinating. Everybody's, because, you know, their experience was mostly when they were young, hardship, right? You know, coming out of Great Depression, going into the war, coming out of the war. And it was different. You know, my dad's big thing was, he never felt like he got to try to do what he wanted to do. So he wanted us to be able to do that. That was his thing.
You know what the kicker was? Once my dad was gone, I was talking to my mom one time and I said, hey, I don't know a lot about my dad. Like, did he ever want to do anything? And she said, oh, yeah. He was passionate. He wanted to be on the radio.
Ah.
And I'm like, okay, after I punch you, I have a few questions.
How did I not know this? Yeah.
Like, really? The guy who wanted to be on the radio and I said, like to... You just never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing a sound story tomorrow for a gentleman, which is McKernan's company, where you interview them for an hour on video and then the kids get it and the grandkids get it. And I love doing these but for that reason. Like, I can get stuff out of people that their family can't. And it's not because I'm talented. It's because... No. It's just, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also, like, there's always a weirdness that comes with some familiarity, right? I don't know if I'm saying that in a way that makes sense. Because you're used to a certain comfort level with the people that you know, and sometimes telling them things that are just not necessarily topical, like just bringing it up, seems weird.
Yeah.
But when somebody is asking you,
yeah,
hey, tell me something about what, and then it's there and it's comfortable and it's easy.
Well, and Dave, you are talented because you are like the definition of like a safe space as far as like, if I want to say something without judgment, like I can say it to you and I know. You just definitely have those vibes in it, and people pick up on, like people coming in to guest on the show, they pick up on that very quickly. Mm-hmm. So you're the perfect person to do stuff like that.
I have that and I can curse.
Yeah. In front of the priest and the rabbi.
In front of the priest and the rabbi.
Yeah. Well, I've cursed in front of a lot of people.
No, but do they enjoy it the way they do with me?
Yeah, it's different. It's
I get a different reaction.
Rachel and I have said for many years, like, just the four simple words, just Dave gets away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, and it is whatever it could be. It replace the word it with anything. Dave gets away with it.
There's
something magical.
The first
about
time
it.
You guys said that to me, I had just said to the priest rabbi, "What's up, mofos?" And they're just like, "Nothing. What's up with you, homie?"
I'm like, "Something Dave, tells me this would go differently if I said it."
Dave gets away with it.
You know the weirdest, the weirdest proud moment I had over the weekend is. I'm not a rich guy, and I certainly don't flaunt whatever I have. I don't make big purchases, but I buy Bounty, and I feel good about that.
The quicker picker-upper.
Quicker picker-upper. And I had some delivered because I was out, and as I was, you know, sick and opening the thing and just that big old honking pile
the
of
super
paper.
Roll.
Yeah, I'm just like, you deserve this. Yeah. You have anything like that? Anything civil that you splurge on and you're like, this is for me.
I do Bounty. I mean, not to brag and not to, you know, reveal. I'm apparently on the same level as Dave Glover. I had no idea.
Glover
I
level.
Had it made like that.
Paper towels.
But Bounty is nice, you know?
I also
I also do Pretty Litter for my cat, which is like.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah, it's an expensive kitty litter, but it's worth it, and she's worth it, you know? So, and it makes cleanup easier. So it's all good.
There you go.
Here's my little live for Pretty Litter.
I have to have the Puffs Plus with the lotion.
Ew, I don't
for my
like
sensitive.
She didn't like those.
My sensitive little nostrils.
They feel greasy to you, right?
Yeah.
Feels that's, like yeah, cause it's not on your fingers. Yeah, because there's lotion. It's good for you.
I guess.
And then I also, I like to have the roomy Ziploc baggies, so I'll get the bigger size, like the quart size. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It's let me tell you.
High living.
Let me tell you, those hurt the pockets, but they're worth it.
I may need to leave the show and go have my eye looked at.
It's back to normal color now.
I can make it red again.
I'm going to poke myself in the eye.
It just shows a pencil in there. Oh, no.
Isn't that weird?
Not see you tomorrow.
Not a second guess God or anything, but like when he was designing us, it's like, well, what's really important? Like, well, the eyes are really important. Okay, let's make them out of squishy jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's protect them with nothing but a couple of hairs.
The thinnest bit of skin on your whole body.
The turtle's got an armor shell, and I got nothing.
And then let's give trees these branches that just poke you right in the eye.
Yeah, they're all at eye level. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have punched that one up a little bit. Welcome back, 323 on Facebook. Maureen, that's quite a name. Maureen Voicy Grigorchek, me likey, says.
Is that part of the name?
That's interesting.
What
yes, me likey's her maiden name. She used to be known as Maureen Me Likey. She says, it's nice to be able to hear the show with clarity and no radio interference. I feel you. Check out 98.7 FM where I drive in the city. I can hear it perfectly. And then the Odyssey app is also equally as digitally perfect as what you're hearing now. But it's nice to be able to see us, I guess. It's kind of fun. I've accepted it. Man, I fought it for years.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, part of it was artistic. Because, you know, theater of the mind and all this, it's acting. thespian. But then part of it, too, is I just didn't want people staring at me the whole time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like on the break, I took my hat off and I'm like, oh, everyone's stressing about my head.
Everyone's upset now.
Everyone's upset by my off-putting noggin. It is hard, though, even having it. Like, obviously I don't sleep in a hat. And then when I get up and I go in the bathroom to brush my teeth, first thing I'm like, ah, when did that happen? If they did invent a baldness pill, would you be disappointed if I didn't take it and grow my hair out long?
I think whatever you want to do, Dave. I think you look good bald. No one's saying like, oh, your head looks bad. It's
but
just
with
the
hair.
It's the shock of removing the beanie.
I would be ravishing.
Now, is it going to be Fabio hair? Because that would be a big miss if you didn't do that.
Depends on the drug. If the drug will do it, I'll do it. There's no hair. I won't grow.
Yeah. Let's say they invent the pill tomorrow and you'll just immediately have your dream hair. What is your dream hair?
Well, let me tell you. It's kind of grungy, wispy, sexy guy hair.
Okay.
So maybe like down, just touching my shoulders.
Like, is it a Kurt Cobain?
Sort of framing my face.
You're describing Jimmy Griffin's hair.
Yeah, sort of like that.
I want to look like Jimmy.
That was also bringing Jimmy Griffin's hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't want long hair.
Right.
Right.
But I also don't want short hair if I got hair. I want to take it out for a ride.
All right.
All right.
You don't want to do the high top fade?
No. No, I want kind of messy, beachy, surfer guy hair.
I gotcha.
Because I do dream of having hair.
You do?
Yes. And I mostly run my hands through it, I swear to God. And then when I wake up, I reach, and I'm like, oh.
Son of a gun.
There's always like a half a second of like, maybe.
That's how I feel when I wake up from my I can fly dreams. You know, if I just jump 3 times, I'll fly, and I do it, and then I wake up, I'm like, damn it, still stuck on the ground.
Is there anything, like, like Keanu, yeah, like Keanu Reeves, Joel, yeah.
Exactly. Like John Wick, kind of?
If I could look like anyone, I might pick Keanu Reeves.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's tall and fit and interesting looking. He doesn't look like everybody else.
Oh, speaking of Keanu, did you guys see this new John Wick universe movie that's coming out called Ballerina?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
I just heard the name. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, what's her name?
Ana de Armas.
Yes, she's going to play
the
John Wick type.
Yeah.
Ana
de Armas,
beautiful girl.
She's very pretty.
Is it like a prequel?
Yeah, because John Wick's in it.
Spoiler.
I don't know if he's young or not. He just comes in at the end of the trailer and he's like, it's me.
Yeah. It's part of it. I think it is like a in the universe prequel type thing.
It's funny because John Wick turned on me. I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then it hit me that he's killed like 800 people.
He's a murderer.
Well, they're all trying to kill him.
He is the greatest mass murderer in the history of human civilization.
I'll be honest with you. If somebody did to my dog what those guys did to my dog, I'd hunt him down too.
But there's so much collateral damage.
But they came at him. Right? Are they? I mean, from what I remember, I don't remember too many innocent people getting shot up in John Wick. I see people coming at him, and then he gets them back.
Yeah, but I always think, like, one of the henchmen who just came walking through a cave looking for him and got shot in the eyeball.
Right.
Like, that guy.
Get a better job, dude.
Had a wife and kids.
Yeah, he picked the wrong job.
His first day as a henchman.
Right.
He didn't really know how it's going to go.
You know how this thing's gonna end. These days get
so long, and I Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got nothing. Welcome back, guys. DGS 335. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Got lots of stuff to talk about, but the first thing,
yeah,
really nothing to do with weather. It has to do with the power of the Dave Glover Show.
Yes.
Spring forecast that we did last Thursday. We're now up to 152,000 hits on that thing.
That's insane. That's crazy.
It is insane. It is. It's insane to me. It really is. I mean, you know, the largest numbers we had for a number of years on these were maybe 50, 60,000.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Also, a little windy. Winds are going to be a factor for the next 24 to 36 hours. If you're feeling it in the eyes, nose, it's elm and maple pollen, the early tree pollens here in St. Louis. Also, time change weekend coming up.
Wow.
We spring ahead before going to bed on Sunday night or Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday morning. That means the sunset on Sunday, 7:02.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That is like impossible. Like that, doesn't it? That sounds so much later than I thought.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is so cool.
Does it bother? I know people are all like, oh, I'm missing hours of sleep, but it's Sunday.
Yeah, it's worth it because you're gaining that sunlight.
Yeah. Sleep in. Yeah. Sleep all day.
Right.
Right?
Don't try to catch up.
Yeah. No.
Remember, you get it back in November.
Right. So, Dave, I don't know if you tuned in, but we were talking about if they invented a hair growth drug, what I would want my hair to look like. I wouldn't mind yours.
I hope. I'll get you have it. There you go.
You've got a mop, buddy.
I get my dad lived to be almost 94, had this.
Nice.
At 94 years old. He was the heartthrob of assisted living.
Oh, I've heard.
We've heard your stories, Dave.
I've heard the legends.
We are aware.
Before there was COVID sweeping through nursing homes, there was Mr. Murray. Oh, God.
That's so great.
Isn't it?
It is. You know what? It is great. Yeah, my mom had passed away, and there were lots of ladies who wanted to take care of him.
Don't say it like that.
I remember one time, I won't say the company, but because they were very nice to me, but I was doing lives for a nursing home, and when I went by to visit, I really hit it off with the lady who ran the place, and I made that joke about people hooking up, and she goes, it's no joke. She's like, and this is literally what she said. She goes, if you see a walker outside of a room, you just don't knock.
There's a compression sock on the
door handle. Yeah, a compression sock.
And if the door is locked, whoa.
Yeah.
Don't knock.
They're probably both dead in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Hey, you know what? It makes me feel good.
Hell yeah. Happy.
I mean, there wasn't sex going on here. It was comfort. But the ladies really wanted to comfort. No, Dad and I talked about it. They really did. You know? I mean, if he could talk to me about it, I could certainly talk. It's, you know, how everything kind of goes around.
Yeah, comes around. Sure. Yeah. Was it awkward or did he just own it?
Nah, he owned it. Yeah, he owned it.
Did he talk to Don about it?
Son, your dad's a pimp.
I'm sure he did, but Don probably didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
I would bring it up.
Yeah, there's always that one kid that you can talk about stuff like that with.
All right. On to weather.
Sure. I forgot why you were here.
It is a big weather day.
That's right, weather.
Now that we're streaming, everybody has these bright red faces right now. I don't understand that.
Mine's always like
all
that.
Right. We have a really strong low pressure system coming towards us. It's relatively slow moving, and that's why the winds are going to get stronger tomorrow. But we'll see some rain, couple of thunderstorms overnight tonight, mainly after 3 in the morning. Temperatures only drop back to 51. So we're in the mid-60s right now. Tuesday continues to look unsettled and wet with periods of showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Two waves, one in the morning. Then I think we're going to have a break for maybe 3, even 4 hours. Another wave coming in mid to late afternoon. Strong winds throughout the day. Thunderstorms are not. 40-plus mile-per-hour winds on Tuesday. 62 for the high. It's going to feel colder than that with the gusty winds. I don't see a big severe weather outbreak out of this thing, but there will be thunderstorms around, and probably the stronger ones could produce some small hail, morning or the afternoon event. Again, the severe weather should stay well to our south. Then Tuesday night, showers, couple of thunderstorms, anytime. It's windy, but it's colder. Northwest wind comes in 42. Wednesday, morning showers, windy and colder, 45 for the high on Wednesday. It feels colder with some strong gusty winds. And let's not be surprised if we see some snow flurries or snow burst around during the day on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold Wednesday night, 29. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, 49 on Thursday. But temperature's going to bounce on us. We'll warm up again for the upcoming weekend.
Very cool. Nice. Headlines, okay. Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. There's a new survey that shows that economic uncertainty and mass layoffs are pushing American workers to the brink, with 1 in 3 reporting layoff anxiety.
Yeah, how could you not?
More than 69% of Americans are prioritizing job security over career growth at this time.
The stock market tanked today, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No problem. It's fine.
Hulu cut the Oscars live stream before it was over, which was really surprising because I think they got out a little early last night. That was the first time I ever remember the Oscars ceremony ending before 10 p.m.
Oh, really? See, I had heard, I really did hear this. I didn't watch the program, but I heard that people were mad at Adrian Brody because that caused the last award of the night not to be seen.
Interesting.
On TV.
Yeah, maybe they were supposed to be done at like 9:45 or something. Because I remember it being like 9:54, somewhere around there. And
yeah.
Looking at
it, it was about that time. Yeah.
Did he talk too long?
Rach thought she can kind of explain it.
Yeah, when he won the award, he was giving his acceptance speech, and then the orchestra starts to play him off like they do, and he was like, no, I've done this before.
And I'm sure everyone clapped at first.
Yeah, but it was awkward because it's like they're just doing their job. They're trying to keep the show on track. I don't know why you think you're so much more important than the time limit. And he's like, don't worry, I won't waste time. I won't use up that much time. But he spent so much time defending himself and saying that he ate up another like 30 seconds with that. It was just a little ridiculous. And I've always really liked him, but I was side-eyeing him in that moment.
Go get the vaudeville hook.
Yeah, I've never
pull him off the stage.
I've never understood why people don't get, like, if it's an inside industry thing that's not televised. Yeah, thank all the people that it matters to the inside industry people. It doesn't matter to normies, and just like, I don't know, saying less is so much better, and just saying thank you. And thank you to everyone who supported me, and thank you to my fellow cast members. I'll treasure this. Boom. You're done. And everyone's happy.
A fast food chain has dethroned McDonald's. Sorry, McDonald's, you're not number one. China's Mixiu is now the largest fast food chain in the world, according to the Wall Street Journal. It has more than 45,000 stores across a dozen countries, compared to 43,000 McDonald's locations. So they're doing quite well. This is an ice cream and bubble tea chain that has overtaken McDonald's.
You ever had bubble tea?
No.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No.
Awesome.
You don't like it?
It's full of loogies.
That's the point. It's not loogies.
What? Wait, are they bubbles?
Yeah, they're bubbles of booger.
They're not booger. They taste wonderful.
But like, they're not like carbonated bubbles.
No.
Are boogers carbonated?
No. They're like lumps. It's got like little lumps
in it. So there's little like jellies in there?
Yeah. You suck them through the straw.
Why would anybody want that?
Because they're good and it's fun.
And it's a whole chain?
There's a ton of bubble tea. There's bubble tea all over St. Louis.
Yeah, there's like 100 places just like here.
My favorite's
Mr. Booger.
Extremely
popular.
And also, does that really count? If that's like, is that a restaurant?
Well, I mean, they're counting Starbucks.
Wheels is mad about that.
No, I'm just confused. Like, I don't compare Starbucks to McDonald's. I don't think they're the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're making a good point, Wheels. I guess it has a limited menu of treats, most of which are sold for less than a dollar.
Well, that's why they got so many.
Very, very popular with consumers these days.
I want jelly in my tea and cheap snacks.
Did you guys see that Steph Curry?
Nice.
Steph Curry dunked for the first time in years. It was his first time dunking since 2019, and he says, never again. He says, that's probably the last one you're ever going to see.
That's pretty cool.
That's honest to God. That's why old heads hate the current NBA.
Why is
they
that?
Don't dunk?
Because he would rather just shoot from 40 feet away than do like one of the most exciting things that people like to see, which is dunk a basketball, which is what separates those guys from the rest of the planet. See, everybody can shoot. Everybody can pass. Everybody can do everything except for the amazing dunky stuff. Now, we can't do it like Steph Curry, right? And your average guy can't shoot like Steph Curry or he'd be making tens of millions of dollars in the NBA. But you can conceptualize yourself standing 35 feet away and hitting a jump shot. You can't go up there and dunk unless you're different. And I think that it's funny because when I was sick, I was watching some old sports stuff. I was watching a documentary about the Celtics and the Lakers in the 80s and their rivalry. And I was watching one about my bad boys coming up in the middle of all that. And the game back then was different in that it was so versatile. Michael Jordan was one thing, Larry Bird was another thing, Magic Johnson was another thing. And in the chase for like efficiency, which is what sports are now, it's all about three pointers and floor spacing. And like, man, Steph, go dunk some more because that variety is what makes your sport special. Everybody doing the same crap is not special.
Do we not have a lot of dunkers?
No, you do, but I mean like the priority in the game is really more three-pointers because it's more efficient. Mm-hmm. If you make a certain percentage of them, then you need to do that more than the other. But the variety is what's entertaining, right? That's why people have thought for a few years that baseball's gotten boring because everybody plays the same way. You're playing by the same odds for the same purpose and the same goal. And you go to the 80s, you had Whitey Ball, you had Billy Ball with Billy Martin in the Yankees, you had Harvey's Wallbangers in Milwaukee. You had all these different styles of play, and people found that entertaining. And sometimes efficient is efficient, but it's not fun.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
3:52 DGS, Sweet 16 coming up at the top of the hour. Today we're doing Rachel's, which is a Sweet 16, a first impression. We've never done it. It's a Sweet 16 of eras of time that we would most like to be able to visit.
Not live in.
Not live in.
Visit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say like Middle Ages because it's a bubonic plague.
I don't want to live then, no.
Yeah. Dave Hines, vis-a-vis the bubble tea, says it's balls of tapioca, and Dave's description was closest.
Tapioca?
Wow, that hurt you.
I don't like tapioca. That's gross.
That was a crazy noise he made.
It's a crazy face. You missed it. You know what? I'm sitting here thinking, being me, all of us are sick or getting over being sick, and I'm feeling worse today than I thought I would. I'm definitely post-sick. Like, you can just tell.
I got you. Yeah.
Live enough years on the planet. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, this is what it feels like when you're getting sick. This is what it feels like when you're...
You sound like you are today where I was yesterday.
Yeah. And I feel about 60%, but here's what I'm thinking. Me at 60% is so much better than so many people feel normally. people with chronic diseases.
Good point. Yeah.
People with real illnesses. People, you know, it's like older people would give their left nut to feel as good as I feel right now coming off of a cold.
Yep.
And you just have to keep that. I'm not trying to be like Mr. Good Guy, but it's just like that's so true.
No, it's a good reminder because I have to do that for myself all the time.
Yeah.
Like no matter much how crappy you might feel or how bad something is, there's worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's true.
There's worse. There's worse, like you said, chronically.
Yes.
Things that are like every day not going away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was just thinking, you know, I've been very open about my anxiety disorder, but I was thinking that I wrote down, I have made it through 100% of my worst days. Still here.
Yeah. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting, I don't know that I've ever heard it phrased that way. I like that phrasing though. Like the positioning of that, because like you think of your worst days, but they're all past.
I got through them.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
And you know that there were good ones that followed it.
And I look back on things, not like buying a car is hard or buying a house is difficult, but they are in a way. And I'll think like, how did I get through that? How did I do that? You know, getting fired from a job or having someone break your heart. Like, how did I get through that? Like, well, you just did.
The clock keeps ticking.
Clock keeps ticking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time's not stopping for you.
Yeah. And not to make light of it, because my brother died by suicide. It's like, I'm still here.
Yes.
Still kicking.
Yep.
Still fighting.
And it's not nothing to say that.
No. No. Not for so many people.
Nope.
So many people out there are on the edge. And you just have to remember, every time you wake up, you did it. You did it again.
Another victory.
Yeah.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.